The bill would direct insurance companies to boost coverage of mental health treatments. Shel Gross is with the Mental Health Association of Milwaukee County. He says the lack of action is discrimination against people with mental illnesses.
They pay the same amount of money in insurance premiums. Mental illness and substance abuse are very treatable, more treatable than many other conditions for which health insurance will pay the full amount. And right now, people with those disorders are limited in most insurance plans to $7,000 of care per year. There's a public interest because we know that people with mental illness and substance abuse who don't get treatment end up costing our society money. They end up in prisons. So we're paying, but we're not paying in the most appropriate ways to help those individuals.
Molly Sisko from Wauwatosa says the $7,000 a year insurance limit creates a severe financial burden for her and others like her.
In the past, what I've had to do is quit therapy and quit seeing a psychiatrist, quit medication because I couldn't afford it. And now I'm at the point where I can afford it, but it really wipes out my bank account. I broke it down for seeing my therapist, I would only be allowed 16 visits. And I'm a person who is bipolar and also has a history of trauma. And so for me to be able to see my therapist only 16 times is just not enough.
The groups are calling on Assembly Republicans to put the bill to a vote. The bill has already passed the state Senate. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.